Hey, Airborne. that's just for the real genius fans out there. And even real genius fans wouldn't probably know that because it's such an obscure line. Hey, Airborne. So here are some of the new movies and TV series and specials that are coming to Netflix in December. Starting today, you can watch 8 Mile with Little Eminem. Esmeralda, both Ace Venturas are now available on Netflix.
Oh, boy.
That's...
Well, my weekend's ready.
That's it. Besides going to that party that you have to go to, you can spend the rest of your time watching Ace Venturas.
Very good weekend.
Yeah. A Story Bots Christmas. I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's a kid's show with robots. Would that be a good assumption, you think? August Rush. God, you guys remember that movie? Like 10 years ago? Robin Williams is in it, and there's a kid. He's a kid running around in New York. He's a kid. Can't remember who the actor was who played him. August Rush. Terrible movie.
Didn't that have your girl, though?
It had Keri Russell, yeah. Yeah, my girl. That's right.
Hi, I'm Keri Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
Hey, by the way, on the David Letterman... No, not on the David Letterman thing. The Night of Too Many Stars. You guys heard about that from last week? It was an HBO special. It was hosted by Jon Stewart. It was live on HBO, and all the money went to fight autism. Jon Stewart introduced J.J. Abrams. And he said, J.J. Abrams, who helped reboot Star Wars and reboot Star Trek, but he will always be the man that I love because he introduced me to Felicity, J.J. Abrams. And I went, yeah, Jon Stewart. All right. So there you go. A new show called Dark. Should have asked Feinberg about it. Season 1, that debuts. Dreamcatcher. Oh, my God. Dreamcatcher. Anybody ever seen Dreamcatcher? Dan, have you seen Dreamcatcher?
No.
You know what it is?
No.
Based on the Stephen King novel. You know what? Look it up on IMDb, and I'll try to explain what it is, but look it up on IMDb, and then take a look at the writer's credit, the director's credit, and then look at the cast, and then I'll tell you what the movie's about. Esmeralda, have you seen Dreamcatcher?
No.
Your director is Lawrence Kasdan.
Lawrence Kasdan.
Writers Stephen King and William Goldman.
Right.
Starring Morgan Freeman, Thomas Jane, and Jason Lee.
And more. There's a lot more.
Damian
Lewis is in it. Tom Sizemore. Timothy Oliphant.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. It's based on a Stephen King book. Directed by Lawrence Kasdan. Lawrence Kasdan considered one of the... He did The Big Chill. He did Body Heat. He wrote Empire Strikes Back. Some of the more acclaimed... Grand Canyon. He's really one of these critically acclaimed Hollywood darlings, and he directed this movie. William Goldman, one of the most critically acclaimed novelists and screenwriters of all time. And Esmeralda, in this movie, it's about a bunch of guys who are buddies. They go off on a trip to a cabin in the winter, and an alien invades this. They pick up this guy who's been invaded. His body has been invaded by aliens. And he looks sick, and he's farting, and they bring him into the house, and they try to help him. And then he ends up, in the rest of the movie, if you get infected, you end up pooping out monsters.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And did I mention... Lawrence Kasdan directed it, William Goldman, who, by the way, wrote The Princess Bride. And this all-star cast headed by Morgan Freeman and Thomas Jane. And I remember seeing the movie. I'd never read the book. I went with my buddy Manny. Manny and I go, and he'd read the book. And I went with him, and I'm like, what's the deal? Because, I mean, this is an incredible cast. Major studio, big budget, and it's about guys pooping out monsters. It is completely so insanely over the top. And then Donnie Wahlberg plays a disabled kid who has magic psychic powers and fights the monster demon who comes out of the sewer at the end of the movie. And Damian Lewis gets possessed and has a split personality. I don't even know. I seriously don't even know how to explain Dreamcatcher, except that I highly recommend it. I highly, highly recommend it. There's a scene where they're trying to keep the poop monster from coming out of the toilet, so they're trying to sit on the lid so the poop monster doesn't come out. I can't even explain this movie. I don't even know how to explain it. But I remember watching. I remember going to see it. Manny and I went to see it at Piper's Alley. We went to a critic screening of it, or a radio station-sponsored screening of it. We go, and I'm like, is this close to the book? He's like, yeah, it's pretty close to the book. I'm like, what? Poop monsters? And the movie bombed, obviously. Like, people were like, what the hell is this? And I loved it. I was just like, for me, I was watching this really trashy, poop monstery B movie. It's got B movie, you know, written all over it, except it's got an all-star cast, millions and millions of dollars budget, directed by critically acclaimed Lawrence Kasdan and written by William Goldman. All of that combined made it one of the most surrealistic experiences I've ever had in a movie theater. Like, I sat there, like, with every more graphic and ridiculous and farty and poop monstery thing that was happening on screen, I was like, I cannot believe I'm watching this. How did the studio release this? How did they? And they put a big ad campaign behind it and everything. Yeah. Anyway, it's available on Netflix, and I highly recommend that you watch it. Dan, you have Netflix, right?
I do.
Esmeralda, you have Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
You all have plans for when you get home now. Watch the battles against the poop monster, better known as Dreamcatcher. Are there reviews online, Dan, that... I don't know, Rotten Tomatoes, I would guess like 12% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I would be part of that 12%. I would be a very high part of that 12% recommending Dreamcatcher. All right, we got to take a break. We'll tell you about more stuff coming up on Netflix starting today for the month of December. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I was sharing this with Dan and with Esmeralda during the break, but now I'd love to share it with you guys. That's Nick DiGilio, by the way. We were just talking about the legendary Dreamcatcher. If anybody's seen it, text in your thoughts on Dreamcatcher, because it's an astonishingly weird movie that should have been, you know, shown in grindhouses. It's a B movie, but it's got massive stars in it, and it's people pooping monsters and stuff, and Damian Lewis getting to do split personalities. It's absolutely a crazy movie with a Donnie Wahlberg, like I said, is a disabled kid with mental psychic abilities fighting the big poop monster at the end. It's just ridiculous. But I wanted to add, if you're near a computer or whatever, near your phone, and you want to see a really lovely thing, just Google Morgan Freeman Dreamcatcher and get a load of his eyebrows. Now, I don't know why his eyebrows are like that. I have no idea, but just if you've not seen the movie and you want to see Morgan Freeman's eyebrows, you should just do yourself a favor. And there's no explanation for it. He's just got insane, crazy, bushy, thick eyebrows. And if you want to do yourself a little visual favor this morning and take a look at Morgan Freeman and his fantastic eyebrows. Do a Google image search, Morgan Freeman Dreamcatcher. Esmeralda, you did that, and it was quite a treat, right?
I did, yes.
Dan?
Wow.
He should have had those eyebrows as red, don't you think? That's another Stephen King adaptation.
And he would have never approached him.
I mean, Morgan Freeman plays the villain in Dreamcatcher, so I guess they were like, let's make crazy eyebrows. Let's make him, he'll be the villain, so we'll give him crazy eyebrows.
Wait, I'm sorry, then I missed something. How is he responsible for the poop monsters?
He's an army, I haven't seen it in years, but he's like an army general.
I got you. Okay. He's not responsible for the poop monsters.
I don't remember. There may have been like a leaked army experiment that caused the poop monsters, and they need to control it. You know what I mean? They need to keep it contained, the poop monsters. And so he's in charge of this tactical unit. His second in command is Tom Sizemore. So there are many scenes with eyebrow man Morgan Freeman and crazy Tom Sizemore. And at one point, Morgan Freeman's got a soldier in the control unit with him, you know, where they're keeping track of where the poop monsters are. They got radars, poop monster radar going. He's got his eyebrows twitching, and he ends up, like, killing two American soldiers, just, like, shooting them. He's, like, he's the total villain in it. And if I remember correctly, at the end, like, he's in a helicopter trying to shoot nukes at the man and the poop monster. He's going to – wants to blow up the whole area so the poop monster doesn't move. Esmeralda, you got to go home and watch this immediately.
Sure.
It's available on Netflix right now. You know what's happening right now? People are turning off their radio and they're running to their streaming device, and they are going to watch Dreamcatcher.
There's going to be so many people I can't even get on Netflix to watch
it. It's going to break the internet because so many people are going to be like, eyebrows, poop monster, I got to see this. Oh, look at this. Look at the text coming in for Dreamcatcher, Esmeralda. 815 says, more evidence that Nick and I are brothers separated at birth. I, too, love Dreamcatcher, both the book and the movie. I've not read the book, but I love the movie. 8608 area code says, I'm with you, Nick. I love Dreamcatcher. I don't believe this is happening. Tim says, the book Dreamcatcher is absolutely a Stephen King book, but at about 1,300 pages. It's horrifying and descriptive. You could virtually smell the gastric disturbances. Oh, my God. Oh, we have to break, right? Oh, man. I spent 15 minutes talking about the poop monster, Dreamcatcher, and Morgan Freeman's eyebrows. This is why I have a plaque downstairs. All right, we got to break. The news is coming up next. And then more stuff on Netflix after that. Yeah. Good morning, everyone. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday morning, man. Yeah, Fly Jams Friday. Get your funky Fly Jam requests in right now. GJ Shagru will spin them. That's coming up a little bit later on, Fly Jams Friday. We got Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen 24/7 to this station whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same thing, Nick D Show Spies. Listen 24/7 wherever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And coming up in just a few minutes, it's You Big Dummy. We'll read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. All right. Hey, really quickly, I want to mention that my next film club event is this coming Tuesday, December 5th. Tickets are on sale right now. Reserve your seats right now. Tuesday, December 5th, this coming Tuesday, we are showing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, one of the funniest Christmas movies ever. And it's going to be on the big screen, digitally remastered in the giant, beautiful premiere theater with the plush love seats. You can actually order food at your seat. They'll bring it to you. You don't even have to move. You can show up an hour early, though, if you want some dinner in Bogart's. Order some food, and then the movie starts at 8. I will introduce it, and then afterwards we'll all talk about it and have some fun. We have a great time at our film club events, and we had a really nice big crowd for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for our Thanksgiving, and now we're doing a Christmas movie, a great fun Christmas movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. AMCtheaters.com to reserve your seats now. Get in there. They'll be waiting for you Tuesday night. And 8 o'clock, I'll introduce the movie. We'll watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, Randy Quaid, Juliette Lewis is in it. Very, very funny movie. It's become, over the years, it's become a really beloved holiday comedy. So you get to see it on the big screen. It doesn't happen very often, and digitally remastered. So come on out this Tuesday, December 5th, to the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movieco. Easy to get to, $14 to get in. Parking is free, and popcorn is free. Normally it's $45 a bag, you know that. popcorn, but you get free popcorn, free parking, and a great movie, and then we all hang out and talk about it afterwards, and I introduce it. It's a good time. It's a lot of fun, and kick off your holidays and your Christmas season with a big comedy that everybody loves. So National Lampoon's Christmas. Oh, by the way, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in the movie as well. A lot of people forget that. She's got a supporting role in it. So come on out this Tuesday, and it's amctheaters.com. Reserve your seats right now. Let's pack the place and have a good time this Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation at the AMC Rosemont 18. So we'll see you then. All right, back to stuff that is debuting here for the month of December on Netflix, some of the other things that they have. Full Metal Jacket is debuting on Netflix, which is streaming right now on Netflix starting today. Dan, you seen Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite Vietnam movies. Next is Hitch. Oh, man. I remember when Heather and I went to see that movie the night it opened, and it was a Friday, and it was packed. We went to the 600 North Michigan, my ex-wife Heather and I, 600 North Michigan to see it. This is the movie with Will Smith and Kevin James, and I believe Eva Mendes is the love interest in it. I can't remember who else is in it. I'm sure there's some other names in it, but it's terrible. And it's got, of course, you know, like, hey, look, the black guy's going to teach the fat white guy how to dance. And there's a lot of, like, you know, fat guy falling down, people getting smacked in the head. It's a terrible, terrible movie. But I remember Heather and I were sitting in the theater, and everybody was laughing their asses off. Like, falling off the chairs laughing. And like, we were looking at each other, like, every 3 or 4 minutes, we just look at each other and go, what? What in God's name are these people? What are these people laughing at? God, I hated that movie. My Happy Family is also premiering. Oh, and hey, Dan, a movie we were speaking of just the other morning. Nacho Libre is...
Cut it out of my face! Get the cut out of my face! Out of my face.
I still have no idea why that makes me laugh so hard every time. It's one more time.
Get that corn out of my face! Get that corn out of my face!
Okay, Nacho Libre is available on Netflix. Ooh, Sahara. All right, all right, all right. Dan, you were there when I had McConaughey Night at the Bruin View?
Yes, I was.
Esmeralda, so I hosted a McConaughey Night at the Bruin View. What are we talking? At least 10 years ago, right? It's got to be.
Yeah.
And I hosted a double feature. It was a McConaughey double feature. And, of course, the first was Dazed and Confused because, you know, it rules. And then we were trying to get Reign of Fire. Yeah, have you guys seen Reign of Fire?
I have not.
Oh, my God. You got to see it. Esmeralda, have you seen Reign of Fire?
No.
It's McConaughey and Christian Bale fighting dragons. It's fantastic. And McConaughey is crazy and bald. His name is Van Zandt, like Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Christian Bale's in it. It's fantastic. And we couldn't get it. I was trying to get Reign of Fire as the second of the double feature. But Sahara had just come out, so we got Sahara. And I don't know, Dan, you remember this.
Mm-hmm.
For Days of Confused, the place was packed. You know, Esmeralda, like all the tables on the main floor, the seats on the main floor, full. The balcony, full. 15 minutes into Sahara, there were like 20 of us left. You were left, Dan. Remember, you were sticking around. There wasn't many of us, though, man. And at one point, even our tables weren't paying attention to the movie. We weren't even paying attention to it. At that point, we just began drinking heavily and just talking. And I didn't dislike Sahara. I actually like it. With Penelope Cruz, who I love. Okay, V for Vendetta, a terrific movie. Also available on streaming on Netflix. While You Were Sleeping. Charming little film shot right here in Chicago. With Sandy Bullock. I know her, so I can call her Sandy. She and I go way back. December 5th is Craig Ferguson Tickle Fight Is that a debut? Dan, can you?
I think so.
It is? Oh, well, I have plans for December. Oh, yeah, I do have plans for December 5th. I'm screening National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. But the morning of December 6th, I know what I'll be watching. Craigie Fergie's show. It's a stand. I would imagine it's stand-up, right? Tickle Fight?
Yeah, that was what I saw in the commercial.
Okay, cool. All right. Craig Ferguson's new stand-up, it will be debuting on December 5th. December 6th, the Trolls Holiday Special. December, El Camino Christmas. What is that? That's like one of my favorite kinds of cars. My ex-wife's got an El Camino. She still has it because she lives in Oregon now, so she doesn't have to, like, put it away. You know, she used to have to, like, put it in a garage for the winter. She's in Oregon now, so it's, like, 80 degrees all the time.
Look at this cast. Vincent D'Onofrio, Jessica Alba, Dax Shepard, and Tim Allen. Kurtwood Smith? My God.
What is it?
The project scripted by Theodore Melfi and writer Christopher Weiner is about a young man who seeks out his father he never met and through no fault of his own ends up barricaded in a liquor store with five other people on Christmas Eve.
Oh. I thought maybe it was going to be a documentary about El Caminos. didn't know. December 11th, you can check out Catwoman. December 12th, all three of the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen will be available. December 14th, what is A&E, When Patients Attack? What is that? Is that patients attacking doctors? That sounds like it could be something. Season 4 of Halt and Catch Fire begins on the 14th. On the 15th, Discovering Bigfoot. Pottersville. The Mafia Kills Only in Summer. What is that? The Ranch Part 4. Oh, the new season of The Ranch. Esmeralda, did you ever watch The Ranch with Ashton Kutcher?
No.
It's actually pretty funny.
That's okay.
It's pretty funny, man. Let's see. December 19th, Meet Me This Christmas, Russell Howard Recalibrate. Let's see what else. You Can't Fight Christmas, December 21st, Peaky Blinders, Season 4. That's a good show. That Peaky Blinders is a good show. December 22nd, Dope, Season 1. That's brand new. Oh, Season 3 of Fuller House begins on December 22nd. So there you go. And I'll give you a couple more real quick ones here. And then December 26th, you've got Todd Barry, Spicy Honey, which is a stand-up special. You've got the live New Year's Eve countdown to 2018. There's four different specials, four, five, six different specials for New Year's Eve. You can also Bill Nye Saves the World Season 2, Part 1, begins on the 29th. And then a new Dave Chappelle stand-up for New Year's Eve. So there's a bunch of the stuff that's available. And obviously, I recommend Nacho Libre and Dreamcatcher. Those are the two.
Get the corn out of my face!
That's right.